And now it's time for Spring Fever with the Twins with Neil Roberts from Fort Myers, Florida.
He led the Twins in ERA last season with a 1.99 mark out of the bullpen. Alan Busenitz joins us, and he came over to the Twins in the Ricky Nolasco trade. Alan, you've always had a speedy fastball, but a lot of things seemed to come together for you last year.
Yeah, well, just took simplifying things a little bit. Talked with Stu Claiborne, the pitching coach, and he put it as simple as you could, over the plate in the air. So once you get that down, it gets a little easier, but I won't say it's easy.
Of course, the Twins, is no secret, have added a few pieces to the bullpen over the winter. Guys like Reed and Rodney coming in. What's your approach to kind of a crowded bullpen situation?
The crowded is better. Then you have lots of options, you know, and then you have people that can come up in the event of an injury or something that, you know, you don't want that, but it's a long season, so.
All right, hey, we'll talk fun of the offseason when we come back.
The field of communication is booming like no other time in its history. Websites, YouTube, Google. Minot State University and its broadcasting major sets you apart in video, audio, social media, public relations, journalism, advertising. All the skills needed to truly emerge in today's world of professional communication. Contact Katie Tyler at Minot State University at 1-800-777-0750. Minot State University's broadcasting major. Set yourself apart.
When you hear it, you know. The Steve Miller Band with Peter Frampton. Together, live, Saturday, April 28th, 7 p.m., Four Bears Event Center. Tickets are on sale now at Four Bears Players Club, fourbearscasino.com, or by phone at 701-627-7575. The Steve Miller Band. I'm a joker. With Peter Frampton. Steve Miller Band. Ultimate Hits. Available now.
Worth Twins relief pitcher Alan Busenitz. And Alan, I read where during the offseason you stay in pitching shape by playing catch with your dad. That's got to be kind of neat.
Yeah, no, he still catches my bullpen, so we made a mound out of plywood to quote-unquote major league specs, you know. We always threw together, and then one offseason about 2 years ago, I went and threw at my old high school, and I did that for about a week or two, and he's like, you're not throwing this year? I was like, what? No, I've been going. He's like, oh, I could catch you. And I was like, all right, fine. You said it. So, no, it's only been probably about 2 weeks out of the offseason of the last, I don't know, 20 years that he hasn't caught me, so he likes it.
Awesome. Give you a little advice along the way?
Yeah, well, I don't like his advice, but he's usually right. You know, that's how it goes. No, it's the same sort of thing. He's watched me throw since I was 9. Usually he'll say something like, no. And then 2 days later, I was like, dadgummit, you were right.
All right, Alan Busenitz with us. Hey, that concludes this edition. If you missed one, catch us on the website, springfeverbaseball.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Spring Fever Baseball, brought to you in part by Four Bears Casino and Lodge, 4 miles west of Newtown, North Dakota, and by the Minot State University Broadcasting Department.